All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, for the first time since 1981, the Florida State Seminoles will not be participating in a bowl game. And on top of that, 2018 marks the first time since 1976 that the Noles will finish a year with a losing record. Following Florida State's 41-14 loss at home yesterday to their arch rivals in the Florida Gators, the Seminoles finished the year with a record of 5-7. This was head football coach Willie Taggart's first year with Florida State, and it did not go as planned. As only for the third time in program history, Florida State finished with a losing record within the ACC, and it actually is the second time that has happened in consecutive years. It simply never came together this season for Florida State. I mean, you go back to their season opener at home. They were dominated by Virginia Tech 24-3. And looking back on it, Virginia Tech was really not a good team this season. Then once the end of October rolled around, the Noles lost four out of their last five games, and they had to struggle to beat Boston College by the score of 22-21. Make no mistake about it, Florida State had to deal with a tough schedule. I mean, they were blown out by Syracuse. They were destroyed by a good Clemson team. They were destroyed by a good NC State team. And the same can be said when they faced Notre Dame in Florida. But the bottom line is, that's not what Florida State football is all about. You look at this past season, Florida State was 101st in the nation in total offense and 74th in total defense. That is not going to get it done. And for Willie Taggart going forward, you know, he has to find guys that fit his system. And on top of that, he has to find guys that are going to compete. Why? Because five of Florida State's losses this season came by at least 20 points. It's not going to get it done at any level of football. I don't care who you are. So if you're Taggart, you know, it's a situation where, you know, you got some amnesty this year because it was your first year and you're trying to establish your system. But I guarantee you that when this team takes the field in August of 2019 to take on Boise State in Jacksonville, the Florida State Seminoles better be a more determined, more physical, and just an overall better football team, because what we saw from them in 2018 is not going to get it done. I mean, this is a program that has a fan base and boosters that expect excellence every single year. Florida State is not only expected to contend for the top spot in the ACC, but they are also expected to contend for national championships. Unfortunately, that's what Bobby Bowden was able to consistently do so much for the 80s, 90s, and early 2000s. And then, of course, Taggart's predecessor in Tallahassee and Jimbo Fisher was able to get this team to a national championship during his tenure there. So if you're Taggart, you got to get things turned around. This team has to learn how to compete. They have to learn how to execute. And more importantly, they need to win more football games, because I guarantee you, if Taggart has another season in 2019 like he did in 2018, his tenure in Florida State, or at Florida State rather, will not last that long. So folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still Contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the Sports Discussion Group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.